You're up early, Tom. You headed for the stadium?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Nope, this is just about the time I get up.
Okay.
So we had practice yesterday, and we have some work to do today, but not as early this morning.
All right. Texture said, tell Tom when you get him on the phone this morning, there's a Stady hiding near their Foxborough exit. So, you know, keep it under 100 when you approach that exit.
I know. I had some unfortunate luck a few years ago, so.
Yes.
I always drive pretty safe these days.
When you get stopped, do they let you go?
Yes, that's happened.
Why doesn't that surprise
me? Do you ever think they stop you just to meet you?
They wouldn't know. I drive a pretty inconspicuous car, so it's not a red, you know, Ferrari.
Yeah,
that's a good move. Yeah. Kurt Schilling had a Lamborghini once. He said, and he'd get stopped, and they'd say, I just want to see the car.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they won't stop you in that Toyota Prius.
That T. Brady 12 license plate's a little strange, though. I'm surprised
right.
you have that.
Yeah, that would be a little over the top. Yeah.
So good news yesterday, Gronk breaks it. Do you think Bill was happy with that? Because it's uncharacteristic for any Patriot, whether it's you or Gronkowski or the 53rd man on the roster, to give away what the roster status will be for opening Sunday on, I guess it was yesterday he did it.
What did he say? I didn't catch it.
He said, I'm good to go. I will be out there on Sunday. I'm going to play the way I always have played, probably not taking all the snaps, but I will be out there doing battle with my friends.
Well, I hope so. I mean, I think that's, you know, the more guys we can have out there, the better. So I don't know what, you know, we just started the week of practice. So, you know, I think everyone's trying to get out there and learn each other. And, you know, the final roster's finally been picked. And who's ever on the active roster really has to be ready to go. So, you know, we're going to need contributions from everybody. If Gronk could be one of those guys, then I think that makes our team better. But, you know, we got a lot of plans and, you know, we've made contingency plans for everybody being out, and that's just what we have to do.
Based on past experience, Tom, do you notice a change in the tone and the pace of practice in this week coming up versus everything that was getting ready for just preseason when the bullets start flying for real on Sunday?
Absolutely. This is a you know, these count. This goes in the final standing. So yeah, this is when you're expected to be at your very best, and every bit of preparation that we've all done for the last 6 months since the end of last season comes down for this particular day. So, yeah, there's a lot of urgency to this week. You can't afford any mistakes. I mean, the guys that are out there, you know, those are guys that have done the best job over the course of the offseason to put themselves in the best position to help our team. So I'm excited. I think it's a different feeling yesterday than all year, because it's just, you know, we've been off for so long, and you know, finally we get an opportunity to go out there and do something that really counts, and that's going to matter in the final standings.
Tom, you guys were tied for second in the league last year in points, and you didn't have this guy. This is perhaps the best red zone weapon in the league. Can you just put into words what Gronkowski means to you? I mean, do you literally get excited at the thought of him on the field and healthy in the red zone?
Yeah, well, him being a teammate for the last, I don't know, 4 years, you know, we know what he can bring to the team and what his ability is when he's out there and what he's capable of by, you know, not only his own ability, but how that helps the other guys too. Because, you know, it's hard to put one guy on him and just think that guy can hold up all game. So then you may get more zone coverage and you get may some double coverage. And then, you know, they're going to figure out their schemes to try to stop your best players. That's what good defenses do. They try to identify what an offensive strength is, and then they got to shut that down. So we try to identify what a defense's strengths are and try to, you know, shut those things down. So, you know, we got a good group of guys that, you look, if they're going to cover Gronk, then we got to throw the other guys. And when he's out there, he's obviously a great target because of his size, his speed, his agility, his ability to catch the football in traffic, and that's what he's done over the course of his career. So that's why he's got so many touchdowns, because, you know, he's got such a big catch radius that, you know, you put the ball in certain areas and he can go up and make the play. So, but if, you know, like I said, if they cover him, then there's other options. So we got a lot of guys that I'm excited about. I'm really excited about our offense and the work that we put in, and guys really finding a role for themselves. And, you know, that all that all really gets a chance to go out and prove it this weekend. So we've been talking about it. We've been talking about different groups in the game and talking about different plays and schemes. And, you know, now there's only, I don't know how many plays we'll get, hopefully between 70 and 90, but, you know, there can't be one wasted play this weekend.
There was a report last week, I think it was Jason Cole, said you were very upset and not happy at all with the Mankins deal. Is that a fair assessment of your of how you felt at the time of the deal?
You know, I haven't really spoken to anybody about it. So, you know, I have my own personal feelings that obviously are very personal to me. And, you know, whatever those are, you know, I just want our team to be the best it could be for this year. I want the players. I mean, I love Logan. Logan was a great friend of mine, and nobody stood for Patriot football more than him. But, you know, there's also, you know, he's moved on, and I hope he's happy, and we'll keep in touch. And, you know, we got a game to win, so I can't really, you know, think too much about what happened in the past. And like I said, yeah, I dealt with whatever feelings I had last week, but, you know, I've moved on, and I got to move on because that's what this team expects me to do. And with Miami, you know, coming in, you know, the only thought on my mind is how I can be the best quarterback against them and how I can try to go out there and lead my teammates and be a great example and be a great motivator and bring the enthusiasm and energy for the team. Because without that, then, you know, we have less opportunity to win. And, you know, you guys know me. I like winning.
Is the business of football gotten easier for you sort of from a friendship perspective over the years, say, versus, you know, 10, 12 years ago when Lawyer Malloy would get cut during the week versus the Mankins thing? Have you been able to sort of rationalize this is the way it works now?
Absolutely not. I think it's, you know, those, I'm a very person-to-person type of person, and, you know, it's, you know, I have a very emotional person, so I don't think those things have ever gotten easier for me, and I don't think they ever will, but, you know, you got to come to grips with it also and learn to deal with things in a mature way, but, you know, we as players, it's the business side of things, you know, we were there to play. We weren't there to run businesses. And we're there to enjoy the camaraderie with our teammates, enjoy the playing experience with our teammates. We play for one another, you know, and you deal with whatever comes up, and then you move forward. So, you know, I think that's part of, you know, that's part of the sport. And being that it's happened, you know, you don't – yeah, I know it's going to happen next year, too. I know it's going to happen the year after that. It's going to, the year after that, you know, for as long as you continue playing, you're going to be dealing with this. But, you know, now we've got a chance to move forward with the start of the year, and you got to bring the best attitude you can when it matters the most, which is now.
Tom, Logan aside, to the extent you can feel comfortable sharing how this works, when somebody that you've been in meeting rooms with for 3 years, like Ryan Mallett, gets traded away, how does that departure go? Is it text? Is it phone call? Do you see him in person? And what do you tell a guy that you spent, you know, a lot of hours with over the last three seasons?
Yeah, and every, you know, all these things that happen, they happen really quick. I know Coach said there was 800 transactions or something on Saturday or something. I mean, you don't get a chance to, you know, you show up to work one day, everyone's there, you got 90 guys or whatever, and the next day you show up and there's 53. Mm. So you don't have really times to, you know, sit around a table and talk about how great things have been. You just, you know, they're on with their things that are going in their life. And, you know, Ryan's particular situation, you know, he's moving on with his life, and, you know, the Patriots move on, and you wish each other luck, and we'll always keep in touch. I mean, I keep in touch with Matt Castle and Damon Heward and, you know, Brian Hoyer. I mean, I keep in touch with all these guys. These are my friends. I mean, this is not football. It's personal. So, you know, those guys will be friends for the rest of my life. Certainly Ryan will be, too. You spend 3 years of, you know, all this emotion and energy you spend together, and you have friendships. That's what is one of the really gratifying parts about playing professional sports, is the relationships that you build with the people that matter so much in your life, because you make such a sacrifice for them and they make such of a sacrifice for you. So, you know, these things are never easy, and you know, it doesn't take away from any personal relationship. It's a business relationship that the organization has with particular players. And, you know, you just, like I said, everyone deals with them differently. But, you know, the way that we deal with it, we choose to deal with it. You move on. And certainly this week and yesterday and on, you know, we're just focused on the Miami Dolphins and how we can go out there and put together the best plan to go out there and try to kick, you know, kick some butt on Sunday.
All right, Tom, let's set aside the people who have left. Let's talk about the newest guy who has arrived. Were you impressed with tight end Tim Wright's ability to grasp, apparently, a lot of stuff in a short period of time?
Well, I haven't had, you know, like I said, it's been a short period of time. I haven't, you know, studied what he's been doing, you know, as much as probably the coaches have. Mm-hmm. I've kind of been focused on, you know, getting my prep for Miami done and, you know, making sure I'm feeling great heading into the season. So, you know, I watched him, truthfully, I watched him a lot last year because we had a lot of games where we saw Tampa playing, and I was like, God, who's this young number 81? It looks like a good player. So, you know, I'm excited to have him on our team, and, you know, he's a good player. So I know the other night in the game from the sideline, he was making a lot of plays out there, and hopefully he can go out there and keep making them because, you know, we're going to need that position to be a big contributor on the team this year. So it was, you know, there was a lot of contributions made by the guys last year. This year, you know, that's a hugely important position to our team, the tight end position. And Tim, hopefully he can add a significant amount to that along with Gronk, along with Who Man, and you know, whoever else ends up playing that role at some point. So I'm excited about that position. I'm excited about all the positions because I think, you know, we got a good group. We got guys that really work hard and that are committed to each other and are ready to, you know, go out there and really unleash it on Sunday.
I know you're focused on the Dolphins. I know you don't like to think about, you know, your professional mortality. We talk to you about this every year. You want to play forever. But as a goal, do you want to stay with this team forever? Is it a goal to be one of those rare guys who retires a Patriot and never leaves this organization?
I mean, there's nowhere I'd rather play. I know that, you know. So, I love playing for this team, and I love representing this team. And hopefully I can do that for as long as, you know, I can. I mean, when I suck, I'll retire. But I don't plan on sucking for a long time. So hopefully that leads me to being here, and there's no place that I'd rather be. So I just, like I said, I love this game, and I love working hard at it. And, you know, I've had a lot of people over the years tell me the things I couldn't do, and I think that's always been great motivation for me to try to go out there and accomplish things that I think I can do. So hopefully it's continue to play at a really high level for a long period of time.
Did it bother you to see Joe Montana in a Chiefs uniform?
Well, that goes back to the business side of football. And, you know, I don't know what that situation was. I wasn't really around when those decisions were made. And, you know, that people, you're expecting this business to perform. That's what football is about. This is not a personality contest. This is a very highly competitive game where your physical skill set and what it means to the team, you know, they place a value on that. And, you know, if that value fits within the range, then, you know, great. If it doesn't, then they don't want you. And then you go somewhere else and play. And once no one else wants you or you don't want to play anymore, then that's when you retire. Now some guys make other decisions to retire early. So, you know, I like working hard at it, and I'm going to try to be the best I can be for as long as I can be that. And hopefully the team values that. And if they don't, then I'll probably have a tough day at some point. But, you know, that's what football is all about.
See, maybe I'm wrong, but let's just say 2 years from now it happens and Belichick says, you know, there's the door, get out of here. And you still think you're pretty good. I don't see – I don't know you from Adam, obviously, but I can't picture you 2 years from now going, I'm going to go play for the Cardinals. And Tom Brady wearing Arizona Cardinals
jersey. What do you think he's going to do, walk away?
I don't know.
They're gonna tear the uniform off you, aren't they, Tom, someday?
Yeah, probably. But, you know, at the same time, I mean – You have long-term goals in your head because those are the things that motivate you and sustain you on a, you know, when you think long-term. And the reality is in football, it's a contact sport. Anything can happen at any time. Anybody's career could end in one particular play. You know, so you got to temper that with your short-term goals too. So, you know, yeah, you have long-term goals because you know, those motivate you over the course of the year. And then you have short-term goals where in moments like, you know, this, you know, you're not focused on your football mortality. You're focused on your, you know, what you can be this particular week. So, you know, this game changes so quickly and things happen all the time, every week that change the course of people's career and lives. And the course of the team. And if you could just focus on the short term when you focus on the short term, and you focus on the long term when those are the things to focus on, then, you know, that serves you best. So you always have goals in the back of your mind as personal goals. You know, certainly this time of year you put aside whatever personal goals you have for the success of the team, because it's a team sport. And, you know, our guys have worked really hard to get ourselves in this position to go out there and be at our best this year, because that's what matters. And this year is most important because it's the only year we have. And, you know, guys that Gerard and Vince, who didn't get a chance to contribute the way they wanted to contribute last year through an injury, those guys are really motivated to come back and show everyone what they're capable of. So I'm excited for this year and what we have, and anything after this year, that's to be dealt with at a later time. So it's just, that's kind of the point where I'm at now.
Tom, a lot of people aren't concerned about the Patriot offense. They think it's in good hands. You've got a few more bullets in your revolver this year than you had last year. What people are really excited to see unveiled Sunday would be what seems to be an improved defense. Nobody would know better than you, since you go up against them every single day. Would you say this is an improved, a markedly improved defense from previous years?
Well, look, every team, and I said this to go to you guys, but it's, you know, everyone thinks this time of year their whole team's improved, and we made all these changes, and this player's gone, thankfully, and now we got this guy who can come in and save the day. And, you know, everyone thinks every unit of their team is better. There's 32 teams that are very hopeful, you know, and the reality is that's probably not the case, but it's just, you know, really hope and opinion. And, you know, that's why we get to go out there and play and lay it on the field and lay our – you know, you go out there and you give everything you got every week to see where you're at, and you got to test to measure yourself. So, you know, my opinion of what I think, you know, I mean, it doesn't matter, because they're going to get a chance to go out there and prove it anyway. Our defense, our offense, our special teams groups, and every other team as well. Because, you know, I'm sure Miami thinks they got a better team this year than they did last year. But, you know, we'll see. I mean, hopefully we do. We'll see. But, you know, you have to go out and earn it every week. These games are really hard to win. It's hard to win any game here. It's hard to be a good defense. It's hard to be a good offense. You got to put the work in. And, you know, I think that we can go out there and be very capable on offense of what, you know, the expectations are, which is to be one of the best offenses in the league. But no one's going to make it easy for us. And, you know, our mindset is to go out there and earn it. And we're going to get the Dolphins best this week. After that, we're going to get the Vikings best. We're going to get the Raiders best. And, you know, that's what the expectations are. So who knows if we're going to be better or worse. I certainly hope we're better. But, you know, we're going to have to go out there and prove it. And we got confidence that we can do it. But, you know, that's why we play all these games.
Have you ever gotten a good explanation why, not every single year, but most years, the Patriots play Miami in September in 95 degrees, and then Miami comes up here in December in 0 degrees? Shouldn't the schedule maker reverse that?
Well, last year we were down there in December.
Yeah.
A few years ago we were down there in December. So I think it rotates with the division games. And I don't know what goes into the schedule. I can only imagine with the stadiums, obligations and, you know, all the things that go into scheduling and bye weeks. And, I mean, it's – who would want that job? Oh, my God. You know, that's pretty rough. So, you know, we got – whatever the schedule ends up being, we had our bye week 1 year in week three. Sometimes we got it later. It's, you know, we went to London, and, you know, I think we're pretty averse to anything at this point, night games, and you know, we play at Buffalo last game of the year. So there's really no really easy schedules out there. Everyone's got a tough schedule because it's a 16-game NFL season. And, you know, it's, whenever we play, whoever we play, you know, they're going to be out there just like we're going to be out there. So when it's cold for the other team too. And when it's hot, like it's going to be this weekend, you know, it's going to be hot for them too. And, you know, our opponent is the Dolphins. It's certainly not anything else. It's not the weather. It's not the crowd. It's not the opponents. It's the Dolphins. And that's where our preparation is. That's where it starts and finishes. And if we could be our best against the Dolphins, then we'll be happy on Sunday afternoon.
All right, we'll get you out of here with this. If my information is correct, and it may not be, I believe the team gathered at a really nice spot in Papanesset. What I want to know is who got legless and fell into the bushes? Come on.
Those are all team things. Those are internal team functions.
Oh, somebody did, though, didn't they? Somebody fell in the bushes.
I don't know. There was a, that's a great weekend because it really signifies – the end of camp, and, you know, Mr. Kraft has always, you know, been so generous with his with his time, and certainly welcoming people into his house and getting to know certain, you know, all the different players. And you know, it's a great weekend to really kick off the year. So it's fun for everybody.
All right, Tom, it all starts for real on Sunday. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks. Have a great week.
Tom Brady with Dennis.